Joining us by telephone is Joan Toyer from Marathon County's Health Department. Department getting a big grant, pretty good size grant, all for a specific purpose involving 18 public health agencies. What exactly does that do, and how are you going to make that work?
Yeah, good question. At a state and national level, there's been a lot of interest in the recent years about how can we and when does it make sense to share services and programs. And in the state of Wisconsin, we've done some of that already in terms of providing programs or specific services at either a regional level or among joint health departments.
So it looks like you're going to be working with most of the counties in the northern part of the state. What types of programs are you looking at sharing or expanding on?
Okay, good question. We, in the last 10 years, actually had a collaborative of local health departments looking at public health preparedness. And what that has done is basically hired somebody to serve kind of in a technical consultant role, advising health departments then on what kind of practices and procedures they need to put in place in order to adhere to state and national guidelines. More recently, local health departments used to have the support of the state to do lead assessments on homes where there was a child identified with lead poisoning, and because of the state's resources, they decided not to do that anymore, and that is something that counties are looking at how to do that jointly. And the reason why that's significant is that some counties may only get one case of a child with lead poisoning once a year or once every 2 years, and to become certified to do lead assessments is time intensive, so it doesn't make sense to have a staff person trained when you're going to do it maybe once in a year. So looking at how can we combine those resources and have that expertise available for a number of health departments.
The lead assessment, I'm sure, is only one of the examples, but when it comes to actually utilizing a service or a program, do the various counties just know which county to call, or is there a point person to go to and say, I need this, who's got it?
Yeah, typically what happens is health officers, which serve as the director for the local health department, connect with each other. We meet on a monthly basis, so we have a really good understanding of the resources we have and what other health departments might be looking for. And we also have an understanding of what our practices are and what our kind of working culture is about, too. Because when you think about it, when you're asking counties to share services, you're looking at ensuring that they have the same idea or standard around quality of service, as well as how they approach their work and how they work with the public.
The grant's for $125,000. Mm-hmm. How will that money be spent?
It's being spent to have somebody kind of coordinate the work among the 18 counties. A portion of those funds is being spent to send a team of 7 people to a national meeting, and that'll happen 3 times over the course of the 2 years. And the purpose of those national meetings is for us then to connect with the other 16 awardees and learn from them on what works, what doesn't work so well. And then a portion of that money will also be spent on hiring somebody to help us doing some surveys among policymakers to get a better feel for what their awareness is and what are some of the factors we need to keep in mind when sharing services.
So from the public's perspective, they would probably just go to the health department like they do now for various services and various types of advice. And at your level, then, you can tap into these other resources that you share with the 18 counties.
Exactly. It should look seamless to the consumer. And just an example of that is right now we have a multi-county arrangement for radon testing. Marathon County is the lead for that. And the public can go to any of their local health departments and receive a radon kit. So even though we're administering it, the public consumer would not know that.
Anything you'd like to add today?
No, I think it's just an opportunity to look at how can we share services, when does it make sense to share services, and how do we keep the public and the consumer in mind in terms of delivering a high-quality service.
With that particular point in mind, I imagine the 18 county boards are real happy that they're getting help they don't have to pay for all by themselves.
Exactly.
Joan Toyer joining us from Marathon County Health Department. Thank you.
Thank you.